we're going to get an update about the progress of the Free Range Food Co-op in Grand Rapids. Jesse Goebel is outreach coordinator for the co-op, and she's joining us now. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, good morning, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us what progress the co-op has been making over the last few months.
Well, it's kind of an exciting time for the co-op. We've received a grant from Blandon through a capital campaign. We're able to hire myself as outreach and volunteer coordinator for the Free Range Food Co-op. So it's kind of a historic thing. I get to be the very first employee of the co-op, and that's super exciting. And we are currently holding strong and moving forward at 677 owners.
And what, just to back up, what is a food co-op, and can anybody shop at a food co-op?
Absolutely. A food co-op is really a member-driven and member-controlled business, and it operates for the mutual benefit of all of its owners and for its community. And our food co-op will be, you know, not only a physically grocery store that puts the priority on working with local growers and producers to provide increased access to local foods and goods, but it will become like the nucleus of a community, like much like a library or a community space. People really use that to share, to learn together, and just a place to gather.
Well, you're kind of talking about the benefits to the community of having a food co-op. Mm-hmm. So it would be that sharing, that bringing people together, the local food. What other things does a food co-op do for a community?
It really is endless. Every food co-op is so different. Their mission, vision, it can be very different from co-op to co-op. Our mission is to be a member-owned grocery store that will increase access to local foods and goods, provide a foundation for education and cultural activities, enhance health and well-being, and promote sustainability within our community. It's a pretty powerful mission. There's a lot of opportunity there to go in a million different directions. I think for me personally, one of the best impacts that a co-op can make is really benefiting those local growers and producers, giving them an outlet to sell their goods, and then in turn providing really, really high-quality, nutrient-dense food to the community year-round, you know, not just during the summer, during the farmer's market, really having a really knowledgeable staff that can help answer questions related to that food, where it grew, where it came from, the story of the farmers, really pairing people, you know, consumers with the farm that best suits their needs, and then answer any, you know, diet-related or allergy questions that people may or may not have.
We've been following the progress of the co-op as it's been getting started here, mm-hmm. and you said there are 670-some members now?
677 as of yesterday.
Okay, and how many more do you need before you can actually start building a store?
According to our timeline and working with the organization that we're working with for the consulting, they're really hoping that we can get 1,000 to 1,200 owners before we open the store. That would really ensure that we have the best possible economic, we have the most people that are really invested, and we can really make a big impact right away and not just kind of slide in. You know, if we opened a small store early, we'd make an impact, but it wouldn't be that kind of huge driver in the community. So we want to do it. We want to do it right. We want to do it once.
So you're going to make a big splash when it
exactly.
opens.
Exactly. And if you go onto our website, freerangefood.coop, and look under About Us, there's a drop-down menu, and there's a clickable link that says development timeline, and it's kind of a cool tool, and it really shows the stages of planning for a co-op. And right now we're in stage 2B. It's between 600 and 700 owners. We will be beginning the process of hiring a general manager, completing a site analysis, securing a store location, developing a capital campaign model to help fund that store, finalizing a business plan, which is everybody's most favorite thing to do, and approach different cooperative lenders. So we're in a really cool, exciting position. We're getting into that kind of busy work now, and the things that we really need our owners to help step up and do, you know, some campaigning and maybe be part of a committee or do some volunteerism.
We're talking with Jesse Goebel, and she is the outreach coordinator and volunteer coordinator now for the Free Range Food Co-op in Grand Rapids. Jesse, let's back up and just talk a little about your involvement in the food cooperative
sure.
movement. What have you, where have you come from?
I started working at the Crow Wing Food Co-op in Brainerd in 2009, and I had not had any experience working in co-ops. I was an owner of that co-op. I think I joined in the early 2000s because I really liked stevia, and that was like the only place I could buy stevia. And life happened, and I ended up getting hired there as an assistant manager in 2009, and we ran that store for a year and a couple months, and then we moved into a larger location. We doubled our retail capacity by like 2010, 2011. And that's when the store really took off. We added a deli, we added some grab-and-go lunch stuff, doubled our shelving so we could have a lot more grocery items, a lot more bulk items, and then we really pushed our local produce. We had, you know, when I first started there, we had almost nothing for a produce department. We had an ancient produce cooler that just couldn't handle much of anything, and so when we moved, we really made an effort to make that a kind of a priority, and people really responded. People loved the idea of being able to support local producers, having fresh romaine from a hydroponic grower in Staples, you know, for as long as he could provide it, we could get it, and it was pretty exciting. And then in 2012, I got hired as the general manager there.
So you have a lot of experience. What about that experience are you bringing to the co-op that's forming in Grand Rapids? What's been helpful to you?
Just having a background and having the networking, I kind of know who, you know, when I have questions about things, I kind of already know who to ask. And additionally, I kind of already know what questions to ask myself, too. And I've never been part of a planning stage of a co-op before, so that's new to me. And there's a lot of questions that I have because this is unfamiliar territory. But I do have the resources and the right people to ask questions. And I kind of, because I know the retail side of it, I kind of can see the web of you know what it looks like now and what it's going to look like in the future, and kind of understand that middle point. So it's different, but it's also kind of within my wheelhouse, and it's so far been really fun, and I'm excited to continue and, you know, reach out to the owners and get to know them better.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned the links with local growers as being really important to you. What other aspects of food co-ops are really important to you personally?
Oh, gosh, they're, you know, really being that nucleus for the community. I really feel like food co-ops can be, you know, it's a place where people can bring your kids, you know, you're shopping, and maybe you let go of their hand because you just trust that you're in a safe environment. And that says a lot about how people feel when they're in a food co-op. They feel really, they can let their guard down. They can just kind of be who they are and not have to feel like they, you know, have to be somebody else. It's just a really safe, comfortable environment. And then there's a lot of opportunity, too, for, like, zero waste movement. When you're working with bulk goods, that's something that's really important to me, is to really reduce waste and really have less plastic and pollution and all of that stuff, and being able to reuse bags and training people on how to bring in their jars and get them weighed and then fill them up with your favorite things. It can be pretty magical when people finally, they're like, oh, my gosh, I can bring my jar in and get bulk olive oil. And you're like, yeah. They get pretty excited about that.
Yeah. So when people become member owners in a food co-op, what is the benefit to them from doing that?
The benefits of becoming an owner of the food co-op is really benefiting the existence of the co-op itself. It's probably the most important benefit, is that it will help us create the food co-op. People invest in a co-op because they want to use its services for the most part, which makes it a little difficult when you don't actually have a physical store yet. But in addition, members receive benefit from being part of that community. We are doing a series of educational events monthly that are starting in January and will run the full year of my services. And that will be a benefit for our owners. But then also, you know, being able to like do farm tours and kind of be paired up with farms that really match what kind of food that they're looking for. And there's a variety of benefits that I'm not even thinking about right now. I mean, there's really a lot of things.
One of the things you did mention was that you are also a volunteer coordinator. How do people help?
So when people join our co-op, there's a little box that they can check if they're interested in doing any volunteer work. And right now I'm just reaching out to those people that said, yeah, we're, you know, interested in doing some volunteer work. And I'm finding out what they're passionate about, like what gets them excited, what were they thinking about when they checked that box yes. because if they have an idea of what they would be interested in doing, then we can find an event or something for them to do. But we'll be doing, gosh, I have got some tabling events coming up. We're going to be at Back to Basics in Pine River. So having just a second or third person there at the table with me when I'm communicating, so, you know, we can kind of bounce back and forth and not everybody has to sit at the table, you know, for 8 hours. That's super helpful. People to help. We have an office space in the Old Central School, room 202. We're open Mondays and Fridays from noon to 5. It would be nice to have, you know, somebody stop by and be a visitor or just come hang out and have coffee and visit and talk about, you know, maybe do some brainstorming or I'll be reaching out to all of those volunteers and in time as we kind of move forward with some events.
Tell us about a couple of the events that you have planned.
Well, the first one that we have planned will be in January, and we're going to be hosting a movie night up in our office space, and we're going to be showing the movie Food for Change. It's the story of cooperation in America, and I actually just screened this the other night, and it was really fascinating. There's things that I had no idea of. It kind of brings you through the history of co-ops in America, and they really focus a lot on Minnesota because Minnesota has a ton of cooperatives, not just food co-ops, which we have a lot of, but, you know, other co-ops as well. And it was really fun. And there's people even in the film that I have met through some of the trainings that I've been to and gotten to work with and during peer audits of other stores. And so that was pretty exciting too. So that I think it'll be a really nice kind of new year, new refresher for people to like kind of reestablish their why. Why do we really want this store? What is it going to do for us and for our community and, you know, for our local partners?
Jesse, is there anything you want to add?
Follow us on Facebook. I mean, we have a Facebook page, Free Range Food Co-op. Our office hours are Monday and Friday from noon to 5, room 202 in the Old Central School. Please stop by. I will be there. We'll have a cup of tea. We'll chat. I don't know. That's it.
All right. That's Jesse Goebel. She's Outreach Coordinator for the Free Range Food Co-op in Grand Rapids. And for more information about the co-op, including how to become an owner member, you can check out their website, freerangefood.coop, and there's no hyphen in co-op, or you can find them on Facebook. Jesse, thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you. You guys have an awesome day.
You too.